Thanks to vacation schedules and some minor health-related downtime, we've rearranged some people's times on air. You've heard Bob Workman, Gina Gamboni, Todd Patterson, Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, and yours truly taking guest slots. Dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria, you name it. Listeners noticed. Anonymous wrote, "Changing this week's lineup of on-air personalities was so refreshing to me. Maybe you were moving people around to cover for someone's vacation, but it was like a breath of fresh air to hear Rachel and Bob in the morning, and Todd Patterson, especially as host of Smooth Landing on Monday. He rocked it with his eclectic selects." Paul Cole wrote, "I've grown up listening to WHQR, and I love George Scheibner, but Gina Gamboni's playlist on Wednesday night's Smooth Landing was outstanding. Please keep her guest DJing. It was the best music WHQR has ever played." Earlier this month, listener Sanders Pearsall wrote, "Man, I've lived all over the country, listened to great radio. Brown's student radio in the early 2000s in Providence is still one of my favorites. Bozeman, Yellowstone, Talk, NPR was great. But George, you kill it, man, and in North Carolina."
Hey, this is Susan Hinger. I keep hearing people complaining about the more or less unremitting jazz in the evenings on WHQR. And I'm wondering why there couldn't be different nights with different genres regularly scheduled, so that, say, Tuesday night would be folk night, Wednesday night would be rhythm and blues, soul. You could have Celtic night, you could have Latin night, classic rock. You could have a night that was new and different. I think people would tune in on nights that had their favorite type of music and learn a lot. And tune in on the other ones, too. Anyway, that's my idea. Thanks.
Listener Sham wrote yesterday, "Thank you for the selection of music you provide to me and my family in the mornings while on our way to school and work. May I inquire the name of the flutist who spoke this morning? My daughter would like to learn how to play the flute and ask me following the segment which aired after Carnival of the Animals." We're checking on that for Sham. Thanks to you and your daughter for listening. Listener Virginia wrote, "I miss With Heart and Voice, which is now broadcast only on 96.7, which, despite my best efforts, I can't hear in my home. I do hear that you have somewhat outdated reruns of Car Talk twice each weekend. With Heart and Voice is a wonderful program featuring sacred organ and choral music. Please consider dropping one of the Car Talk reruns and put With Heart and Voice on 91.3 on Sundays. Thank you." Following last week's discussion of Evacuate and Several versus a Few, we got some more mail to the Pet Peeve Patrol. Ann Russell wrote, "My pet peeve, the redundant, I thought to myself, how else would one think other than to oneself? Just plain, I thought does the job." No Friday feedback next week. It's our fall pledge drive, so feedback continues all day, every day. And I'd love to hear from you in 2 weeks, though. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org or call our feedback comment line at 910-292-9477. Thanks for your support of public radio, and thanks for your feedback.